This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. This week, Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette announced that longtime Ingham County prosecutor Stuart Dunnings III stands accused of paying for sex hundreds of times with many women between 2010 and 2015. Among the list of charges, according to documents filed, is a pandering charge. It involves a woman who came to Dunnings for help in a custody dispute with the father of her child. That woman stated that she had been the victim of domestic violence. The complaint against Dunnings alleges that he told this woman that he could help her with her financial problems by paying her for sex. And according to the charges, the woman told investigators she then began an on-and-off commercial sex relationship with the Ingham County prosecutor that she felt she had no other choice. Erin Roberts is with us now. She's the executive director of EVE, which stands for End Violent Encounters. It's a Lansing nonprofit that provides shelter and supportive services to victims of domestic and sexual violence. Erin, what has been the reaction among your colleagues who work with victims of domestic and sexual violence in Lansing and in Ingham County?
I think it's a combination of shock and distress. And also the understanding that we know that these kinds of situations and these kinds of power differentials and the domestic and sexual violence that arise out of those kinds of situations happen every single day in every single community.
As the news broke this week, what did you feel and what did you think?
I was shocked. I was also impressed to hear about Sheriff Rigglesworth taking this and taking it straight to the Attorney General and Attorney General Schuette filing these charges, because we know that these happen all the time. Situations where people are victimized happen all the time, but when we see the accountability and the charges being drawn, it gives us hope that a possibility of a broken system is actually working at the same time, and that was encouraging.
I find myself thinking of the women that you serve at EVE's, women who certainly have experienced domestic violence, and most likely they've encountered law enforcement along the road of these painful experiences. What are you hearing from them? How are they responding to this week's news?
You know, I can't draw directly from any one certain experience. What I can tell you is that we can't know how each individual is reacting to this kind of news, because each survivor is themselves a unique individual. But what I know is that it raises questions about current cases, past cases, future cases. It raises questions about would I have maybe had a chance to take my situation into the courts. It's unsettling, but it also, again, like I said, it's an air of change.
So I certainly hear that you feel there's a silver lining in all of this.
If you can find one and hope for that opportunity, because we know that this happens. It happens in every city and state in our country. And when you see charges being drawn, whether it's this situation or situations similar in other places, you know that the system has a chance to work, and we can only continue to have faith in people like Sheriff Rigglesworth and his action and Attorney General Schuette taking the next step.
And I want to give you a chance to just express your thoughts, Erin Roberts, really on the larger takeaway and why our listeners who don't live in Lansing or Ingham County need to pay attention to this, in your view.
I think it's important we understand that this is a situation that happens in every single city in Michigan. And there are programs in every county in Michigan that are there and that have crisis lines like we do, and that have shelters and programs and counseling services for individuals that have faced these sexual assault, domestic violence. And to understand that there are people there ready and willing to believe you, and also to take action with you and to walk alongside of you as you pursue your justice. And that it's an understanding that you're not alone, and that there are programs in every community ready and willing to support you. And if you're not a victim, supporting those agencies in your community to be there for the other people in your community that are facing this is critical.
Erin Roberts is the executive director of EVE, which stands for End Violent Encounters, a Lansing nonprofit that provides shelter and services to victims of domestic and sexual violence. Erin, thank you so much for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thank you for your time. I appreciate it.